song says it's so cold outside, but the truth is, it is actually very blazing hot in the city of Lagos, wherever you're listening to us. That's what the weather says in this part of the world. It's sunny. Well, that's where Africa got its name from. So, hey, we are in Africa, in the heart of the African continent. So you can only expect that there'll be sun. I know it's one thing some people are looking for. We have it in abundance. Mm. And that's exactly how we kickstart the show this morning on Nigeria's number one for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome, Lagos. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techies. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight. Never forget that, Collins.
Right, it's a bright and beautiful, beautiful weather outside. Yep. Trust me, I am feeling good this morning. And I'm hoping you are feeling good this morning as well. Is it sunny around your area, or is it one of those weather where that, you know, it's sunny on one side and it's cloudy on another side? But however, I hope you are feeling good this morning. And yeah, it's the feel of Lagos. Do tell us what is going on around your area. Any situation report you want to do that, you can do that right now. That would be from this hour to 11. And not to forget, from 10:45, we'll be having a Kuda Microfinance Bank coming up with, you know, an interesting game that we would have you to win yourself lots of cash prizes.
Absolutely. Also talking about winning cash prizes much later on the show. Also, we have just a minute, so somebody's going to win 10,000 Naira.
Right. Just a minute is back.
In the building like it never left.
Welcome, Lagos. Collins, how are you?
Andrea.
Oh, how if are I say, you?
If I say Belay is not switching me, I'm lying. Bella is treating me, and I'm very good. How are you doing?
I'm fine as well.
Great, man. I love the look of it. Guys, you need to check it out. From 11 o'clock, we start streaming. You can see her beautiful face just for looks, guys. You can admire from afar off because there's a left hand waiting behind. No, it's true. Someone said, Collins, why do you always say it as if somebody wants to? No, you see, part of the things, you know, you as a man, you should do is you have to, as a lion, what you do is you guard your territory. Let them know, even for joke, like play, you know, I know you don't understand. You get what I'm saying? And that's because if you do not protect your territory, it's a sign that you are not in love. It's a sign that you do not love that person. It's not about being insecure. It's about protecting your territory as a sign of showing that you indeed are in love.
Oh, yeah, you care for the person.
Absolutely.
Right, I'm blushing.
Yeah, that's it. So it's 10 past 10 right now, and that's what the time says.
Absolutely. Lagos, it's time for you to hit us up at this moment. 0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line is 01465-7190.
That's right. For WhatsApp messages, you can send to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages. We are the Techies.
So I thought to mention this quickly. The COVID-19 is still very much real. So please do not forget to wash your hands. If you have to use a sanitizer, please do use a sanitizer.
Yeah.
And then if you have not also been vaccinated, please go take a vaccine.
Absolutely. A lot of talk about the COVID-19 right now. You know, I'm following the global news and sincerely, like we have predicted, like some of the futuristic thinkers had predicted about COVID, that it's not something that would just be, you know, post-COVID is not something that you just get over it just like that. COVID looks like it's going to be here for a long time.
Absolutely. And then they're discovering more variants.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's. I mean, as much as we want to say, oh, no, we can do, we would wash our hands and we would be safe. But you don't know, man. Like I said, they're discovering different variants, and you never know. You never know how deadly this other variant that, you know, has been discovered can be.
Mm-hmm. Because I noticed lately around the country, there's been less talk about COVID. Aha. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we've been hearing that, you know, more cases of the new variant, you know, there's a surge in some parts of Europe. Mm-hmm. And see, one thing about COVID is that, look, it's not something you can isolate yourself to fight it or isolate yourself and say, no, I'm not. I don't believe in it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It is a pandemic. That means the entire world is facing
going through it. Yes.
And the only way we can do it is to cooperatively come together and face it. Mm. Do all what we need to do. Play a part. And that's just how simple it is. Because
absolutely.
Whether you believe in it or not, is it affecting our lives? Oh, yes.
It is.
Is it affecting our economy? Heaven, yes.
Absolutely.
Has it affected our businesses?
Oh.
Heaven, yes. Thank God for technology. Imagine if you could not stream, if you could not have virtual events. Imagine what would have happened to so many people. And more is going to happen. So, guys, it's high time you keyed into it and ensure that you're finding your space and your role in this battle against COVID-19.
Protect yourself. Wash your hands.
Yep.
Use hand sanitizers. Use your face mask.
Mm-hmm.
Take your vaccine if you haven't.
Absolutely.
Right. Those are actually the primary ways that you can protect yourself.
That's right, guys. Well, we are set to take the calls now. The numbers haven't changed, have they?
No, they haven't. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190.
And for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Yo, come on. That's unfair.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive! Woo!
Yes!
Welcome.
I'm so happy to speak to you people. My name is Colin.
Yay.
Hey, Colin.
Hi, Collins.
Hi, Advent.
Welcome.
I've been trying to reach both of you. I follow you everywhere. I follow you on Instagram as well, both of you.
Wow, that's great.
Thank you for following.
if you check your Instagram, you'll say Colin for life.
Oh, that's okay. You. Okay. Now I know.
Welcome.
Oh, man. I'm at the office now at Ikeja.
Okay.
Ikeja is cool and calm in my area.
Okay.
There's no problem.
Great to know. Thank you so much. And have a productive day at Ikeja.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, Collins.
Wow.
You felt that genuineness.
Yeah. Okay, on WhatsApp, Victor from Philadelphia, he says, good morning, the techers. I'm enjoying you guys. It's really cold here in the city of Philadelphia.
We know, right? We have a lot of sun here. Maybe we should export some to you through the Atlantic Ocean.
Right. Also, Ben, Edmund from Denmark here says, what's up, Lagos? Scream loud from Denmark. Love you guys. Always listening to you from here. Man, I wish I can open my windows and spread the cold right now in Denmark as we have a hot weather condition in Nigeria. God bless Nigeria.
Oh, yeah,
now we can do
with
a lot of that cold. But I think that we're approaching the dry season.
Mm.
So I think the dry season comes with some kind of cold weather as well.
It's dry and cold. And dry and cold, I don't like dry and cold, except for the fact that it does something to my skin. But hey, I don't like it.
Mm.
Because it's always dry.
I love the weather. I love the weather. But hey, thank you, Edmund from Denmark. Appreciate all of you listening to us around the world. We appreciate you.
Yes, indeed. Let's get back to the calls now. Hey, hey, hey. Move away from your radio, for I lied to you.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Good morning, Andrea and Colin.
Good morning.
I'm happy to get you today. First time caller.
Yay! Welcome. Welcome.
I love you guys.
We love you too.
We love you.
My name is Philo. I'm calling from Chacha.
Right.
Welcome, Philo.
How are you guys?
We're very well. How are you? And how is Chacha this morning?
Yeah, fine.
That's
cool.
Nice. Good to hear that.
We love your program. We follow you all the time.
We know. But thank you. We appreciate.
I got you this morning.
We're glad that you did.
We're happy you did. Wow.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
More calls coming in.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. Just a minute.
All right, take your time.
Just a minute, game.
Take your time.
Welcome. Oh, my. That
felt good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning, my beautiful man.
Good morning
to you.
Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. You are number one.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Oh.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, I want to cry.
You want to cry. All right.
Wow.
Thank you.
It's me, Oprah.
Welcome. Wow.
I'm doing something that is working for me.
Okay.
Let me explain it. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not trying to say something that is not working. Mm. Lately, I've been so nice to my wife. Uh-huh. I've been calling him. I've been addressing the way you're addressing your wife.
Uh-huh.
I've been making him happy, making her happy.
Wow.
I have been doing all these things you're doing on radio.
Wow.
Today my wife is calling me good names.
Uh-huh.
She's flowing the same direction. The energy is like, the same energy coming in from both ends.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Colin.
Yes, please.
Colin.
Yes, sir.
I want to appreciate you.
Hi.
Wow.
Hi.
Don't know what you're doing.
Hey.
I want to also thank Nigerian Info for bringing both of you together.
Yeah.
You are doing a good lot.
Wow.
Colin, yep. This is from the depth of my heart. I want to say a big thank you to you and your wife.
Wow.
We learn a lot.
Thank you so much.
We call and we say WhatsApp Lagos is a whole lot of energy.
Wow.
In doing that.
Wow.
And if I have told someone that if you wake up by 5 a.m. in the morning for good 7 days without breaking down, you are a strong man. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you too.
Thank you so much.
Isn't the show over?
Wow.
Yeah, that touched me. I didn't see it coming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm proud.
Yeah.
I feel very proud right now.
I mean, the credit goes back to you.
Wow.
That's because I was a VA. I was a BN. Go out and find out what BN is.
What do you mean by BN?
I was a BN, you know?
What do you mean by BN?
And now...
I speak English.
I can't say that on radio. BN. Go out and find out what BN is. Or you could ask me on social media. But, you know, that's to say that your influence in my life... Also, you know, I mean, has played a major role in all of this. So it goes back to you, Bay. Okay, guys, 20 minutes past out of 10. We are the Techers, and this is What's Up Lagos.
Fini is in transit, and Fini says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. It's sunny and warm out here. Perfume where I spray don't evaporate. Finish. Says, I love you guys. We are a couple of radio.
Oh, man.
I feel your pain.
Absolutely. We should talk about perfumes one of these days, because... Well, just talk about general. Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Body aroma.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
You are calling
the female only line.
Calling from Odobolu.
Easy, you are calling female line. Why?
Oh, no, just male line I'm calling, no.
Oh, Izzy, left hand. All right, go ahead. You're here already. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah.
I can never cheat anybody.
Mm.
Okay.
You know I'm a traditional ruler.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you come to my kingdom, I will give you one.
Which kingdom?
Come, you get one of it.
Send me sea of O of land. Acres of land.
I will give you. I'll move. You need. No, we have everything. Come, so, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Everything is provided by God here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I swear, we need to write a letter to Ogun State government to, like, acknowledge your...
And make him an ambassador?
Yes, this your ambassadorial disposition that you have for Odogbolu and Ogun State. I mean, you've made that place so popular right now. I'm sure that a lot of people want to go
there. Let me see
this Odogbolu.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, this is Joy.
Hi.
It's happy to have you back, Keke.
Colin.
Sorry. Yeah, Colin.
That's right.
And Andrea. Yeah, you heard well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. So being there, people just talk about body odor.
But
that's a good topic. That's a good topic to discuss.
Body odor, female, male. Mm. Now they now worsen it all. I buy cheap perfume. Add to it. Now the mixture with the body odor with that perfume now becomes something even more deadlier.
Yeah.
Can you just help us?
Okay.
So I can educate people
right.
and the right perfume to use or what to do.
Okay.
And then I entered Marwa one day. Oh my gosh.
You came out with evidence.
When the lady entered, even the woman in the middle was telling me, we just look at ourselves, we smiled. She was telling me, you know, she just said aloud, will I survive this?
Chai.
Yeah.
Man, it must have been terrible.
We certainly talk about that. I remember you educating me on the different types of what is used for what.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
some people use antiperspirant on their body.
Uh-huh.
Like I mean, on their clothes rather
instead of their body,
using it on the armpit area.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you use antiperspirant.
And the mists.
Yeah, mists is. Don't let me go there.
So we're going to have that conversation, of course. We talk about it. And if you sell perfumes, contact us now.
So that we can talk. Oh, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Hola.
Hola from Ejigbo.
Yeah.
Welcome.
College.
Yes.
How are you doing? Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
We're fine, though.
We're good.
I'm thinking of something this day.
Okay.
You know, you in your studio there, you guys have been going for holidays now, starting from what is it called? What's that name?
Sheriff.
No, from that lady that stood for Sheriff then when he was
Wemimo
from Wemimo to Andrea, I'm sorry, to Joyce
yeah.
From Joyce to
Sheriff.
To Sheriff.
Mm.
From Sheriff. To the 3 o'clock lady,
Sandra.
No, the 3 o'clock lady. What's it called? Sandra.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's going to be the son of you guys. Mm. Who is going to stay back for you guys now? Because I can't imagine.
How beautiful it is that someone who left in 1990, his name is now the number one song being played all around by Ricardo Banks. I'm not even sure if Ricardo Banks know who, I'm just saying, who Lake Kingsley Ozumba Mbadiwe was.
Right.
You know, by the way, just to let you know, it was a Nigerian nationalist politician, stateman, and government minister in the Nigerian First Republic. And at some point, he was the Central Minister of Land Survey and Natural Resources, I think in 1954 to 1955. So, in case you're wondering, who is Ozumba Mbadiwe? It's not the road. It is not the road in the...
In VI.
It's much more than that. A beautiful piece of music, if you ask me.
Right. But a lot of things, a lot of happenings have made that that road very popular.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Welcome, Lagos. 10:35 on the clock is still the feel of Lagos. And not to forget, from 10:45, get your phones ready. We'll be peeking your calls and you will be winning yourself cash prizes. Kotsi Kuda Microfinance Bank. So stick around for that one.
In the meantime, we'll hear from you. We just want to know how you're feeling. How beledded do you? How body they do you? You know, not a beledded. How beledded sweets you? Or, yeah. So we want to hear how you're feeling. We want to know what's happening in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Lagos is a place of many activities. There are several happenings on a daily basis. There's always something to talk about. If it's Lagos, the subject matter, well, there's be something to talk about.
We have to apologize to the last caller. And then he asked a very, very vital question.
Powerful question.
Very, very powerful. Do you want to answer the question?
So he asked, he said, okay, people can go and leave. So what happens? if we go on leave, what's going to happen? I believe that the management is well-to-do to know what to do when that happens. You know, when that time comes, which will be very, very soon, you know, there'll be a way. There'll be a way out. And you guys have to understand that. We have to take a break because it's necessary.
That's right.
The all work, you know, play makes Jack
a dope boy.
Yeah, I know you said we play a lot on the radio, but hey, we need some break.
It's actually work.
Yeah.
It's work. It's just we find a way to make it fun.
That's right.
But it's still work. Like a lot of work goes down.
Yeah, man. And then that common question of when you guys are fighting, how do you come and do the show? I'm like, come on. That's like a still question because we've answered that a billion times.
Right, it was Yedi Naji here is saying, "What's up, Lagos Chester Life, my amiable couple? You guys are my everyday tonic. My lungo is serene. I just dropped by to say hello. Have a superb day ahead. Thank you for that. Thank you for always dropping a message."
Yep.
Joseph from Anthony says, "What a day to be alive. Happy last day of November. Wishing everyone a happy new month ahead." And truly, today is the last day in November.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's correct. Man, so we have survived another month in the pandemic, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, la la. Oh, la vie. Let's take some calls.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good morning. How are you, Kai?
We're
doing
fine.
I'm an Uber driver, and the writer just called me stupid.
What? Now,
called you stupid?
I'm a female driver.
Wow.
And, you know, I noticed that she was, you know, the ladies that like to be nasty. But then I tried to, you know, keep my calm, and she asked that, I don't know, I'm just upset. And I was really trying to apologize to her, even though I was not in the wrong, you know, the customer service.
Yeah.
Wow.
This girl, at the point, I just told her to leave the money and go.
Wow.
And I said, no, she can't leave the money because of 100 naira change. I said, I don't have any change. She was my second rider this morning, and she just, my name is Kupo, by the way.
Oh.
And I'm one of your colors.
Yeah, we know you.
We know you are.
She just, I mean, she was going back to Pete, and she was just going.
Wow.
You didn't tell her that, you know, you're walking. And she now, you know, she was able to Uber and have mentally imbalanced.
Wow.
That's not fit for the job. So Uber is likely to block me. I now send time message that you work in a cozy environment. You collect a stable salary. I'm on the street. Oh. No. You have to take my living from me again. I said, you can't kick me out of life. I really feel bad and down, you know.
Wow.
How are you guys this morning?
We're good.
I have something to tell you. Just listen on your radio because the line is not very clear. Just listen on your radio. We certainly will have something to say. Now, the truth is, not everybody will wear suits where they work for one place or, you know, speaks English is okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a fact. And usually when people, you know, when someone is acting stupid and then he's calling you stupid, it's a place to pity them. Because if you allow your emotions to push you, you'll feel very bad because that's the idea. They want you to be in their mood. They are already frustrated. They want you to come into that same space so that they will ajowa. You understand? So don't give that. I know it's painful, especially when, you know, whatever you're doing is not even as a matter of, it could be circumstantial.
Yeah.
And you now feel because the person is an Uber driver and you can talk to them anyhow. Don't let that be. You're bigger. Trust me. Forget about the office. Forget about, you know,
whoever,
environment.
Cozy, exactly.
She get the environment. She get the environment. Is she from, is he Lagos citizen? She not travel from somewhere to come hustle. So what I'm going to say is that, man, you're a strong woman. Don't let that deter you.
Yeah.
She's just, pity her, pray for her because she needs help.
Man, I also feel your pain. And I'm so sorry that you had to experience that this early morning.
That's right.
You know.
Anyways, beautiful to know that we are gradually getting to the point where we start taking calls for money. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Collins and Andre, how na do?
We're fine.
We're fine.
Anna, this is Madam Ishio.
Welcome, Madam.
Long time. I've not contributed in this program. Yeah. Anyway, I just got to say hello.
Aww.
You know, you people are my friends. So happy Christmas in advance. So.
Same
how
to
are the kids?
They're fine. Thank
okay.
you.
God will provide for Christmas for us. So.
Amen. Thank you, Madam Ishio.
Wow, and it's true. It's been a while I heard from her.
Yeah.
It's been a while she called in on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to everyone as well who haven't reached out in a while. Hello.
What's up, Lego?
Yes! Yes!
Just alive!
Woo! Oh, you say oh.
I feel elated this morning.
Wow.
Great to know. Wow.
Yeah. I like your program. Calling from Andre.
Thank you.
My name is Bimbo. I'm calling from Ajawa Estate.
Mm. Oh, hi, Bimbo. Welcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just happy this morning. I feel elated speaking to you guys.
Wow.
They are doing wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm calling for the CUDA.
It's not time yet. We'll let you know when it's time.
We'll launch it when it's time. We'll launch it in 3 minutes' time.
We'll let you know.
You said okay, 3 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. All right, guys. For those joining us for the first time, of course, we are Vetekes, and this is Nigeria Info 99.3. And yes, WhatsApp Lagos is live.
There are a lot of WhatsApp messages that we need to take. Godwing from Lekki here says, WhatsApp Lagos, good morning, Andrea and Collins, the microphone heavyweight. I'm always super excited listening to you guys every morning. It says, the weather here in Lekki is extremely hot, but as long as I hear your beautiful voices, I'm cool with that.
Man.
All right, thank you. Thank you for that. Also, this is coming from Patrick. Patrick from Ogba here says, good morning, the Techers. I'm actually looking forward to calling you guys someday, but sometimes I try to imagine what it looks like screaming what's up Lagos in the bank, marketplace, hospital, or commercial bus. It says, then go chain person, okay.
Oh, every scream. What? Look left and right, too.
Before you scream or hide yourself in the corner.
Numbers are up. Absolutely. Well, we're still here. More messages coming in. We'll take a few more and then we run away, right?
That's right. This here says, what's up, Lagos? The tech is much love for you guys from away here. I've been trying to call, but it's not going through. Please keep trying. Keep trying.
Don't give up.
Another here says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. I'm responding in respect to the lady that called saying she's an Uber driver. This is basically the challenge we face every day. Okay. Another here says, what's up, Lagos? I love what you guys are doing. It says, keep it up, booze.
Thank you. Appreciate
right, that's
that.
A bit we have on WhatsApp.
And squeeze in one call, can we?
Absolutely, we can.
One call. Eeny, meeny, manny, mo. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's
welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
My name is the best.
Your all name right. is?
The best.
The best.
The best.
Yeah.
Give you the best. The best.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to say hi.
Aha. Wow. Thank you. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm great. I'm doing great.
Nice.
And where is the best calling from?
Calling from Ojo local government.
Great. Fantastic. Thank you for calling. You just called to greet, and that's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
It's a good time to bring you into the 15-minute game sponsored by CUDA Microfinance Bank, right?
Absolutely, where you can win yourself absolutely great cash prizes.
We'll take a message right now. Let's bring in D's blog.
Okay.
You know, to give us an update on that, and then we get to take a message from our sponsor, and then we start playing the game.
Thank you so much. I hope that was clear.
You've allowed the Nusi come out now. Nusi. I was gonna, but I cannot, you know. Thanks, man. Appreciate. All right, guys, you heard it right. It's a segment sponsored by CUDA Microfinance Bank. And a few things else to just add to that. We have the fifth callers. Mm-hmm. Yes, there was a nine.
Nine. So today we're making it five.
Yeah.
So caller number five, you would have the chance, or you stand a chance to win yourself great prizes, cash prizes, remember. Mm-hmm. And then for the fact that you are the fifth caller, you already have an automatic 1,000 Naira that will be credited in your Kuda Microfinance Bank account.
That's right. Okay, guys, we are set for that. If you're ready, we are ready.
The numbers haven't changed. 0700-993-993-993. Let's do this.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, you're caller number one. Keep calling. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you are caller number two. Keep trying. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're caller number three, so keep trying.
Hello? Hello?
He doesn't want to be caller number four.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, you're caller number four. Keep trying.
Absolutely. And let's see, eeny meeny.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Oh my God, what a lock. Okay.
Let's see.
Hello.
Let's get interesting. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning. You are caller number five.
That's the life. Kuda.
Yeah.
What's the
password? Kuda. Oh.
Microfinance Bank.
Wow. So you haven't been listening then.
Oh my.
Your response is supposed to be Bank of the Free. So when we say Kuda, you say Bank of the Free.
Oh.
So can we do it?
Yes.
All right, Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Fantastic, amazing. So what is your name and where are you calling from?
Lydia Oriaki from Jankara.
Okay, Lydia, you're calling from Jankara. Is that what you said?
That is my first time caller in any radio. I've not called once.
Wow. Welcome. You made it this time. Welcome.
Fantastic. Yay. So do you want to play the game? Do you have a Kuda account?
Oh, no.
Aww.
Wow.
Well, unfortunately.
That disqualifies you.
Yeah, but make sure you download the app and have a Kuda account, and then that way you can play. See, we've wasted one opportunity.
Just like that.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll start from the top again to the fifth caller this time.
Absolutely.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You're caller number one. Keep trying.
Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Caller number two.
Number two.
Keep trying. Hello. Hello. Anyway, you're caller number three. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, you are caller number three.
Number four, rather.
Yes. Keep trying. Number four.
Let's see. Yeah, that disqualifies you.
Hello.
What's up, Lego? Just
call
me up.
Welcome. Just alive. You are the caller number five. That means you have a guaranteed 1,000 Naira and you're ready to play. But first, the password, Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Absolutely.
Welcome. Do you have your Kuda account and your app?
Yes, I do.
Did not sound convincing.
Have you activated it?
Not yet.
So whatever you win now, you have to put it in the account. So are you?
Oh.
Yeah. So you have to have that activated.
Oh, man. Okay, wow. Unfortunately, he hasn't. So go download the app. So what we're going to do now is a count of five again. Since two people have just wasted the opportunities like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll repeat. You must have a Kuda Bank account. You must have downloaded the app.
Yes.
And you also activate your account. It's that simple. It's self-explanatory. Absolutely. If you download the app.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you do that. If you're not doing it, do it now. There's still time before this time goes. And it's every day. So do it now so that you can play.
Yeah. So after downloading the app, make sure that you are verified. And for you to be verified, you have to impute your BVN and your ID, right? Yeah. So that your account can be active and verified.
All right. We'll take one call, one person, and the next call we'll take now should be able to play because the last two guys just wasted the chances
I'm
like that.
I'm telling you.
Anyways, let's see who that would be. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh. Good morning.
Your lucky charm has worked.
Jackie's on the line.
Welcome.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you.
Kuda.
Great Bank of the Free.
Great. Do you have a Kuda account?
Yes, I do. I have the Kuda account.
Okay, fantastic. So congratulations. You have 1,000 Naira to play the Kuda game show. So my first question to you is, do you want to bank it or play on?
I want to play on.
Okay, so the next voice you hear is Andreas, and the question for you is...
All right, are you ready for your game?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's do this. Your first question. How many local government areas are in Lagos State? How many?
21 local government, 21.
Okay, so I'll give you options. The options A, 32, B, 37, C, 28, and D, 15.
Lagos State?
Yes.
Okay, 28.
Now that's incorrect.
Ooh la la. So, man, apologies, man. That you just have to get it right. You know.
But it's 21 now. You didn't mention 21. No. Lagos State has to
come. And LCDAs. You know the LCDAs. Local Government Council.
Okay, 50 now.
No, it's not,
that's
it's
not correct.
It's not still correct. But at least you have your 1,000 Naira. Hang on there. Someone get your number.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Great. Okay, next five calls. So what we're going to do is quickly take a message from our sponsor. And then when we come back, we pick the fifth call. The next number five call would be the person to play for the next round. This is a game show sponsored by Kuda Microfinance Bank. We'll be right back.
Everybody needs a little help every now and then. Sometimes it's sugar or salt or an extra hand to change a flat tire or a small loan. At Kuda Microfinance Bank, we believe that your bank should do more than just store your money. We want to do more for you. So when you use your Kuda account to pay bills, buy airtime, and make transfers regularly, we'll offer you an overdraft, which is a low-interest loan that you can take anytime you need it. No long talk, no collateral, no paperwork involved. Just download Kuda on the Play Store or the App Store, open a Kuda account, and use it regularly to qualify for Kuda Overdraft. Kuda, free banking for you.
Welcome back to the Kuda Game Show. Yeah, it's a Kuda Game Show Nigeria info on the WhatsApp Lagos. And the next five calls, we hope that you'll be the fifth caller so you can play. You must have a Kuda bank account. You must have downloaded the app and you heard.
You must be verified as well.
All right.
0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
All right, you're caller number one. Keep calling. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You're caller number two. Keep calling. Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number three and keep calling.
Hello.
Yeah.
Right. Caller number four.
That's right.
Hello.
Oh, what a lock. What a lock.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You were caller number five.
Woo! Where is the shaker?
Congratulations.
Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Bank Great. Of the Free. Welcome. What's your name?
Chinemerem.
Your name is Chinemerem.
Yes.
All right. So, Chinemerem, quickly, do you have a Kuda account?
Yes.
Okay. And you are verified.
Okay.
Are you?
Yes.
All right, great. That means you're ready to play the game.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so the next voice you would hear is Colin Sis, and he's going to be asking you some questions.
All right. Well, let's play. Your question is...
Okay.
Who is the tallest man in Nigeria? Option A, Mohamed Bonza. Option B, Kanu Wonko. Option C, Afiz Agur Oladimeji. And option C. Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, that's correct. So you have 2,000 naira. Woo! So let's keep playing. Do you want to bank it or you want to continue playing?
Yes.
Do you want to continue playing?
Yes, I want to continue.
Now, if you get this question wrong, so you go back to 1,000 naira.
All right.
All right, good. Which is, who is the current chairman of ECOWAS?
Okay.
Who's the current chairman of ECOWAS? Let's say she's banked it. Let's say that network. Blame it on the network.
But please do send us a message on WhatsApp so that we can have your contact, okay?
Absolutely.
WhatsApp number?
0809-597-5805. Wow. This is some fun. Can we do five more? Nah, time is fast spent. Come on. Well, let's do this again tomorrow, guys. So if I were you, and I won't wait for me to be asked, have you downloaded the Cooler app? You know, I'll just, now that I know it's every day, and I have an opportunity to win thousands of naira right on the show. So I would just go download the app if I were you. So I would just go download the app if I were you. This is where the biggest family conversation happens. It's Family Talk with the Techers on WhatsApp Lagos, on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are
the Techers.
She's Andrea Odobi Teke.
And he is Collins.
Thanks for the prestige pause. And well, the family talk today, we have yet another interesting conversation. It's going to be a bit serious. But we know they take two serious matters seriously. You know, we just bring out the best out of it. And our conversation today, I think it's very important for two reasons. One, to ask some questions. What they're saying about this particular topic, is it true or could it be just as a result of, you know, the media or the society just talking about it too often? How do I mean? Are we having more divorces than more people getting married? Do we have more divorces cases right now compared to what it used to be, really? Or is it that people just have been saying that it is the situation?
We want to also look at the consequences of divorce on the family.
That's right.
And the society at large.
That's right.
And then how can we minimize the negative effects of divorce? We also want to ask this very, you know, I would say it's a question that we need to ask. Mm. What message does every divorce send to you? Now, for every news of a separation or a marriage gone bad, what signal does it send to you? How do you feel when you see or hear such stories? And what effect does it have on you?
That's right. Is it when you say, God forbid, not my case? Or is it when I took up this money thing? It's not good. It can't
right.
work. You know? Absolutely. So also, we talk about the rate of divorce in society. Is it causing people to take that option easily? For example, if you're hearing, this divorce everywhere, is that in a way sending a message or causing you to make a decision easily to opt for divorce? Could that be one of the factors responsible for the perceived increased divorce cases in our society? So these are some of the questions we're asking. So it promises to be fun, but the most important part is the fact that talk about the consequences of divorce on family members and the society at large. You know, most times when people divorce, it looks as if it only affects the people
the
who are involved.
Individuals who are involved.
But, you know, marriage brings together two different families.
Yes.
An entire family. They're committed one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you might be the most affected, and which is not in every case.
Yeah.
The parents could be affected. True. How do the parents handle it? True. The siblings.
Mm-hmm.
You
the
know,
children.
Do they point at them and say, oh, you know, after a big wedding, you know, how do they face it? And society generally, you know, is it something that has also affected society's perception of
right,
marriage
right.
generally?
Mm-hmm.
So these are the points we try to find out today.
Absolutely. And we also want to tackle the stigmatization, right? Because that's another thing.
Mm.
When you see people or who are separated or who have gone through the process of divorce, most times it has, over the years, been a thing of shame
yeah.
to come out and say that you are
a divorcee.
Mm. Or, you know how they write on forms to fill and they write married, you tick here, single, you tick here, divorce, you tick here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes it's difficult for some people to tick there because the moment you tick there, you know, you are somewhat stigmatized. Some kind of eye.
They start looking at you one kind.
You know, something is not right
so
here
cannot,
with this
cannot
person.
Keep it married.
Right.
You know,
so
right.
So I want to talk on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that we stigmatize people who are divorced?
Mm-hmm.
And then also we're looking at, is it that we because we hear the increased rate or we hear a lot of stories about people who are divorced, does it also change your narrative? Does it also affect your narrative to thinking that there's nothing good in marriage?
Yeah, we want to know. Cheryl, be truthful. Speak from your personal perspective because there's a tendency of people, you know, if you want to just speak from your personal opinion, just take a moment, think about the questions you've asked,
yes.
and then speak from your personal opinion.
I want to ask you, Collins, let me pick your brain on this one.
Okay.
Why do you think that we stigmatize? Why do you think that society stigmatizes or stigmatize people who are divorced?
Well, it starts from the fact that marriage is an achievement. You know, people consider marriage to be an achievement, which it is. So when you're divorced, that also in a way sends an unwritten message that you have
underachieved.
You've lost that achievement. I think that naturally gives people the mindset to want to judge. But where it becomes a problem is when you do not have details of how that happened, whether it was even advised, whether it was from a legal point of view. You might have people who have the blood type, they get to find out that they cannot get married.
Yes.
And they choose to divorce.
Yes.
And you don't know the story.
Mm-hmm.
But generalizing and judging anybody for whatever reason for which they decided to go
separate ways
is where it's wrong.
Yes.
But explaining why people tend to like kind of like look at you in a setting eye when you're divorced, it has to do with that, you know, the fact that marriage is an achievement.
You turned out, you know, you separated or you are divorced, you have, you know, come down or you have, you know,
your value has dropped.
So something like
if
that.
If someone wants to marry you now, they'll start to say, after marriage. So generally that's the mindset. But I think it has to be corrected.
Absolutely.
It has to be looked into because there are different reasons people go.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, right? Mm. I think we don't take our time to look that we are humans.
Yep.
And you know, we have various values, right? And we're also different human beings.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we have, we could have similar values, we're also different human beings with different personalities.
That's right.
So what can work for a person might not necessarily work for another person. And so when we generalize, that's where the issue starts.
That's right.
I also do not enjoy it or, you know, love to hear or see when people criticize or when people stigmatize anyone who decides to separate or to divorce. You never know what that person must have been experiencing in that marriage for them to opt to divorce.
That's true. That's totally true. And another thing I want to mention is that let's stop generalizing, like you said, especially the aspect of, oh, right now there are more divorces, marriage nowadays they can't last. That's not true.
There's
no fact about that.
We're
a nation and a people that do not invest as much as we're supposed to do in research.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come up with from their own one who I heard on radio, who I saw on social media, and they say, there are more divorced these days, without any facts, no research whatsoever. And then you now base your decision or your perception of marriage or generally based on that, you have done yourself, bad, because, what was the basis of that?
Mm-hmm.
So let's not generalize. There is no fact or proof, so to speak, except if you point one and show me that we have more divorces right now compared to the past. And that thing, I needed to mention that, because it is in a way, I believe, that has affected people, their perception about marriage,
true,
generally.
True. So Lagos would like for you to jump in this conversation.
Yep.
Tell us, what are the consequences also, what are the consequences of a divorce on family members, mm-hmm, as well as the society at large?
Mm-hmm.
Also, would you say that the news you've been hearing, the constant conversation surrounding divorce, has also triggered you one way or the other to consider or to make up your mind that marriages are not so good, or marriage is not so fantastic, and so I shouldn't get married, or if I see one or two people divorce, that means I shouldn't be married because I don't want to be divorced. I mean, what are your thoughts? And then for every news that you hear, for every the divorce story that you hear, what impact does it have on you? 0700 993 993 993, and then the female only line is 01465 7190.
What's up? 0809 597 5805. All right. Okay, let's get those lines fixed quickly as we take the calls. 0809-597-5805. That's for WhatsApp messages. Hello.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How is everything? Okay.
We're doing great. How are you two?
Yeah, I'm cool. Okay. For me, I believe that to live in life is based on knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And love is one thing, knowledge is another thing.
Okay.
But what people have not come to know is knowledge overpowers love. In fact, what keeps you in love is knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact remains that, as far as this life is concerned, it is not by force to be together.
Yeah.
When a man and woman come together, they have a purpose for which they want to be together.
True.
And if a purpose, at any point in time, is not in view again, I believe either of the party can decide to take a leap. Now, let me throw something at you. For God to have given instruction to Adam that he should not eat of this fruit, are you telling me that if Adam has rejected Eve's offer, do you think both of them will have been sent out of the garden? Hello?
Yeah, we're here with you. Go ahead. We can
hear you. Are
you
getting my point?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, it comes to a time in my lifetime I say that if Adam has rejected the offer of Eve, God will do me this again to cause a deep sleep on Adam and bring forth another thing, another Eve from him.
Mm.
So that is telling us that God has given us knowledge to think. Because the Bible said that from the abundance of the earth, the man speaks. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
All right.
You are not meant to be in a relationship that will kill you or that will ruin you.
So how does this affect when you hear divorce? Do you think it affects the society? When you hear the story of a divorce, does it have any effect on family members or the society at large?
There is, in fact, as far as it's concerned, you have to take responsibility for every of your actions.
Okay.
And you have to be able to prove to every society that you know what you are doing, how you are doing, when you want to do it, and what is going to come out of it.
All right. Thank you. You made your point. Now, he talks more from the perspective of the person who wants a divorce.
Yeah.
But we are driving it from the perspective of those who are related to those who get a divorce, and the society in general.
Yes.
Does he have, what are the consequences? What are the effect?
Right.
It affects the children in most cases if there are kids involved.
Yeah.
It affects all the relationships generally.
Yeah. But we cannot talk about other effects without talking about the people who are involved.
Absolutely.
As well. So we can also talk from the standpoint of the people who are experiencing the divorce themselves.
Absolutely. Someone sent a message now on YouTube. We'll get back to that.
Okay. Hello, welcome. What's your name? Just alive.
And you see me, my God,
okay, go ahead.
Yes, you ask me. I have We ask you to send details on your WhatsApp.
All right, someone will get your number now. Just hang on there. Someone will get your number. Quickly, Hope is on that. Hope would do justice to that. Great.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Here's the one of Odogbolu.
Welcome back.
Yes, you see, let's be truthful for ourselves now.
Mm-hmm.
The way women respect man before, you see how they respect now?
Okay. How do you mean?
That is the major thing that caused divorce these days.
Okay.
You know, things are very difficult now.
Mm.
Mostly for men. You know, man can put biscuit in the front of the door and be selling it. But man cannot do it. So
why?
Women make more money now than the men.
Mm.
Okay.
Mostly that are not married.
All right.
So if a man did not got a job now, and he happened to marry a wife before this hard condition come, we find a way of pushing that woman out.
Hmm.
Mostly when you didn't have anything that connect two of you together, maybe like children.
Mm.
The next thing is to find a way to divorce, but the man will be alone.
Okay.
But woman can manage and do business, but man cannot do it. Like me now, I cannot go to my village and start any business now because I'll be ashamed of my people.
I mean, that's so, your... Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So you can see what that costs now.
Mm.
All right.
Many people, because of the condition of things now, men mostly... They say, I will not marry. Even me myself. If I see where I can put away my problem to another person, I will do it now. I'm free.
Okay.
So the country is so difficult, so hard to live now, mm-hmm. than to go and call another person that, you know, woman now, when you marry new, you have to live a comfortable life.
Okay.
Fun will blow you as he's dreaming now. That's what I mean.
Is it? I don't even know where to start from. I don't know where to start from.
I mean, he said two things. One, he mentioned that the women don't respect men as much.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's also a reason for divorce. He also mentioned that women are making more money these days than men. And that's also the reason for divorce.
Yeah. I mean, that's his own personal opinion.
Absolutely.
But what I'm going to take from him is the fact that the financial state of a man, I mean, a person, can also make them want to offer divorce.
Mm.
You understand? And if you realize that you're not financially stable, and the hardship is causing people to also offer divorce.
Yeah,
idea of marriage is that when you're two, you can push, you can get...
It becomes easier. The load becomes easier because two people are doing things that could, you know, support the family.
So the challenge could be that they are not in tune.
Mm.
They are not connected.
Yeah.
That's why, you know,
yeah,
things will fall apart.
Hello.
Wow.
Okay.
More calls coming in.
Hello.
All right, lines are doing that Bob Marley thing.
0700-993-993-993. Please turn down the volume on your radio.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Kola.
Welcome, Kola.
Yeah. What I see about this issue, it lies in both man and woman.
Okay.
The reason is that when a man did not have money and he is ready to marry, he is due for marriage,
mm-hmm.
he will go for the class that is up to his standard at that period.
Okay.
But immediately the man has money, he wants to improve his standard from the lower standard to the higher standard. And there are some girls that they know the standard of man based on the family they come out and based on the way they are, they know their standard to that. This one and my own set, no, let me go higher. You understand? And there are some ladies that are waiting for you there at that top too.
Yeah.
So by the time you get to the top, you will now see the person that you stayed with when you were nothing. You will see the person as a local person.
Mm.
And it takes the grace of a woman to now endure that. I will struggle for this. I'm the one that put myself in it. Majority of our mothers, they face something like this just for them to keep their marriage.
Okay. Mm.
All right.
So that is just the issue.
So I want to ask you a direct question. When you hear that there's a divorce, what does that do to you? How do you think about marriage? Does it make you feel like marriage... gives you a different perception about marriage?
It doesn't give a different perception about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But divorce
is better than you going to early grave.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
This is the best calling back.
Welcome.
Welcome back.
The best.
So my own contribution is, what causes divorce mostly is lack of information about marriage.
Okay.
That's number one. And for the people that is hearing this divorce of a thing, what they need to do is to, that's the challenge will make them to be well equipped before getting into marriage.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's just something that you need to learn. When you hear people divorcing, it's all about you getting yourself well equipped before going to that particular thing. You don't need to be afraid. Mm-hmm. Just be well equipped about what marriage is all about and switching, and you will get the best of it.
That's right. So it's like heads up when you get a divorce. Oh, you find out why. You do some bit of research. That's okay. This could be the reason.
Yeah.
You know how not to go that path.
Yes.
But you know, everyone's story is different.
On YouTube, Chuka. Chuka sent a message. He says, divorced and free with lots of exclamation marks.
That's screaming.
He's screaming divorced and free. He also said, consequence ko, consequence ni. You want to make nagging, you say you want make nagging bipolar woman come kill me? Right.
So you are trying to say that you divorced because the woman you married to was, you know, nagging and also bipolar.
Mm.
Did you find out why and how? Anyway, that's your divorce. So I mean,
that is
another matter for someone else. But is that a reason?
Let's move on.
Yeah,
hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Welcome.
It's Ella from Aja.
Welcome.
Hi, Ella. It's been a while.
So about the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I hear divorce, I be like, yes, go get it.
Wait, what? You're encouraged.
Yeah, it that makes you happy because I'm someone that grew up I wish my parents just making us grow up in a very toxic environment and showing us right now.
Wow.
So when I hear people divorce, I be like, yes, get it. People are becoming powerful. People are becoming, they're just prioritizing their mental health.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what is even pursuing. I don't care. I just feel if you can't do it together, instead of destroying the kids.
Yeah.
In the name of you're trying to keep the marriage,
yes,
go your separate ways and let these kids be kids for kind of love. Instead of allowing them witness your toxic behaviors and I don't care attitude and all that.
Yeah.
I just wish my parents did that. Maybe I would have done that better. Maybe my siblings would have done that better.
Wow.
Because right now they are late. Both of them are late. They are resting in peace. But we, the kids, are suffering all that they did right now. We are suffering it. So people should stop stigmatizing people that went are divorced when you don't even know the reason. Because sometimes that divorce is saving a whole lot of generation. I swear
that's
down.
Right.
True.
That's right.
It's saving a whole lot of people because I'm someone that experienced it firsthand. I just wish my mom walked away, honestly, instead of saying she's keeping the marriage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whatever she kept didn't help me, didn't help any of us. And every day I keep regretting it. I just keep everything that happened keep playing out in my head. And God help us, but please.
Indeed.
Whenever I hear divorce, I don't feel any type of way. I be like, yes, it makes you happy, please go for
do
it.
Do what you gotta do.
That's right.
Do what you gotta do and save the kids, especially the kids.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
That's my own opinion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. I like the part she mentioned that, you know, I mean, people are right now prioritizing their mental health.
Yep.
And I mean, that also is very paramount.
That's right.
Also, I was thinking it's better that we separate marriage from the individual.
Yeah.
As much as you are married on its own is an institute, but right?
Yeah.
You know, it takes the two people coming together to make it that.
Yeah.
But I also think that we shouldn't say marriage in itself is toxic.
Yeah.
It is the people who make it toxic.
Or
or beautiful.
Absolutely.
Right?
So that experience. That's the experience.
The experience, exactly, is the experience. So what I actually do not enjoy is when people generalize that
this marriage thing.
Marriage, exactly. Marriage in itself is toxic, or marriage in itself is bad.
Yeah.
You can say it is bad because you experienced it bad.
Yep.
And it's a function of you and the person you got married to.
That's
and
right.
Not the marriage itself.
You nailed it. Trust me. That's a beautiful way to put it. And it's a key aspect. That's why generalizing, like you said, it won't help it anyway.
Yeah.
The institution of marriage itself is beautiful. It's amazing. And you can make it work. But if you have a bad experience, that doesn't mean that the institution has changed. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, Lagos. 11:34 on the clock, and the Family Talk is live right here with the Techers. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke, and I'm also with my better half,
Collins. Teke. And the Family Talk conversation today is the consequences of divorce on family and the society at large.
Mm.
We're streaming live on Facebook, just to mention quickly some comments. Nigeria Info 99.3, that's on Facebook. And YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. You can find us there and also view this beautiful lady's face. You can also comment on our topic via those platforms.
All right. What did you have to say? Beautiful woman's face. Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. We're asking the question. We asked a couple of questions. We said, for every news on divorce, for every divorce case that you hear, right, either on the news, either your neighbor, either as a family member, for whatever news you hear on divorce, what effect does it have on you? Does it shape your mind as to what divorce really is? How does it impact you is what we want to know today. And
that's
then
right.
If there are negative effects, how can we minimize that effect?
Yeah.
On you and the society at large.
That's right. And what message generally do you get from when you hear news of a divorce? What message? What message does it send to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what message? And the rate of talk about divorce, do you think that it has also, you know, pushed some people to make form a
promoted
decision? Promoted.
Or, yeah. I think that they have... It comes from a place of sensitization to some extent.
Yep.
Where that there's been a lot more of people being open to being divorced compared to how it used to be years from now.
And more so there's a social media, which of course brings out, report things that were not before now would go unreported.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so people are now opening up to having that free will to do what they want to do, free will to say, okay. And like what the last the caller said, people are now prioritizing their mental health.
Yep.
So why do I stay in a place that, you know, it's ruining me,
because
right? In
want,
a toxic place.
Because I don't want to be stigmatized.
Because I don't want to be stigmatized and all of that. Hit us up. Let's know what you think about this conversation this morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What's up to Kwan Lagos?
Just
alive. You should meet.
I'm chilling. I want to remain anonymous.
Hey! Wait, are you the sister to Koboko Man?
I think I like that Koboko Man. Another man. Koboko Man to call us and tell us the remaining story. He told us about his wife. Now he's in law. Collected his wife and go. Okay, anyway, so let me just enter into the topic. So, about the divorce we're talking about, the rate of divorce is too much now. In fact, I was even discussing this thing last week with my friend before you guys brought it on the studio. So, the rate is too much. So, number one is that the mindset of people that is going into marriage. What they have in mind, they think that marriage is 100% efficiency. Are you there with me?
Yes, we are.
Yes. Some people think that marriage is 100% efficiency. So, but when they venture into it and begin to see some deficiencies, they will think, this is not what
I signed up for.
They begin to... There are some frictional forces in marriages. Some people don't know that. Some people don't know that. That is the reason why there are some deficiencies. So what they have in mind...
when they venture into it, they will now say that, oh, this is not what it is. And secondly, the movie. What they see in movie, the way the husband and wife, they do their own movie. They think, ah, this is how it will be. Oh, everything is sweet, sweet. That's nothing like bitterness. You understand me?
Yes.
So they don't know that there is some forces that will pull marriage. But when the forces come, it's you that know how to do it, tackle it.
Okay.
Let me use myself an example.
Okay.
When you're married, you're compatible. Are you there with me?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Everything is perfectly matched. So when I give birth to my daughter, I begin to have some issues. No, before, you are not marrying your blood, your own blood.
Mm-hmm.
Just from another person.
Yes.
Another person's name.
Yes.
So you guys, you're supposed to, as in, by learning yourself and the other things, there are some certain things that will enter inside.
Yes.
Before you people will begin to mash together.
Mm-hmm.
So now when the problem started coming, I do not go and meet my age mate. Some people, when they have problems, they will go and meet their age mate. Are you there?
Yes, we are. Go ahead. Yes.
They will go and meet their age mate, and that their age mate will not even give them elderly advice.
Okay.
The only thing that they will ask, beg, leave that man. Leave that man.
Hello, are you there? Do call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
My name is B-Double.
Your name is?
B-Double.
B-Double.
Yes.
Okay, can you speak up, please, so that we can hear you clearly?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, on to Nigerian. For 1 minute, you've got. You're live on the Family Talk. Go ahead. What's your contribution?
Oh, stop, Lagos.
Chest alive. Oh, goodness. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
My name is Cardinal, calling from Ikeja.
Welcome,
all right,
Cardinal.
Let's all have right, you.
Concerning this very topic, just like the immediate last caller said, a lot of people go into marriages with one kind of intention, and while there, they begin to see different things. So, I will advise that the society will not look or should not look at a divorcee as someone who has failed. Let it be looked at as a choice, at least to preserve life the more.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the side of men, for instance, men may not opt to go for a divorce because they want to claim that they are the man. You know, when you see a man, a male divorcee, society will look at him as a failed man. He couldn't even handle ordinary marriage. A woman is there and you're the one going in for the divorce. So, let it not be looked at that way. Let it be looked at as that the man is trying to save his own life. So this is my contribution.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right, I think he touched on one of the negative effects of going through a divorce, and which is it's highly stigmatization.
That's right.
And he was explaining the fact that, I mean, we shouldn't stigmatize anyone who is choosing to, be divorced or, have a different life from what they used to have. Because you never know. You never know why they... What if that person was, almost at the point of death in their marriage?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's we should start seeing it from that light and not oh, they could not handle a common thing as marriage. Marriage is not a common thing. It's not a common thing. So nobody should see it as, oh, you couldn't handle that. Oh, you couldn't stay. You couldn't keep a man. You're not strong enough. Oh, you couldn't keep a woman. You don't have what it takes. No, it shouldn't be seen that way.
That's right. I totally agree with you. And that stigmatization, I think we need to hammer it. I love the fact that a lot of people are talking about it a lot more.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Please turn down the volume on your radio. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Yeah, when you call in, move away from your radio. Kill the volume dead so that we don't have that hold back. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Colin.
Hi.
Top of the day to you.
Good morning. How are you, ma? Hello?
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Collins. I call back.
Oh, okay. Good to have you back.
Collins.
Yeah, I would like to say something about this topic.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think the issue of a divorce has really taught me a lot. Mm. It's made me to become very, very careful. I'm not yet married, so I... has made me to become very, very careful. I'm very, very observant.
Okay.
I look at girls. I try to be very, very careful when I'm dealing with girls, trying to know if I can, if this person can be compatible with me.
Okay.
At home, outside, girls seeing that being beautiful outside. So it has really shaping my view. Are you with me?
Yes, we are. Go ahead.
That's right.
So that's why for me, the divorce of a thing has taught me a lot of lessons in life. So
okay. Beautiful. Right.
So I think that what he, you know, we asked the question, what effect does it have on you when you hear, you know, any conversation around divorce, or you see a story of people who are separated and all, what impact does it have on you? I think he was sharing his own impact, what it does on him. So he's now like checkmating himself.
Okay. Let me look well.
Before I go in, so that I don't come out.
But it's not, you know, it's not one-sided, right? As you're looking well, look inwards too.
Yeah, exactly.
Look inwards, you know, what you're bringing to the table.
Exactly.
Because if you rely on what you are expecting as against what you're bringing to the table, and you know, not pay attention to what you are bringing to the table, you may end up being the problem.
Absolutely. I also wanted to make this, you know, I made a point earlier about marriage itself and how that people generalize and say, especially for someone who had that experience about, you know, separating or had not so good experience in their marriage, it becomes a general thing. They make marriage look bad. Let's separate marriage from the individuals first, right? There's that.
Yep.
And it is the individuals coming into that that defines the experience that the individuals get to experience.
That's right.
So it's not even about the marriage. So if you're a young adult or maybe a single person looking into get married and you've been hearing all of these things, separate the individual from the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Separate it first. So marriage on its own, right? It is what you bring to it. Right, that makes it your experience. And what you bring to it based on finances, based on personality, based on morals, based on values, based on beliefs, based on everything is what you bring into that. Your background, your personal experiences, your baggages, every single thing is what you bring into that. So it is a function of you and not the institution itself.
That's right. Well said.
I just needed to clear that so that you don't have a mindset that, oh, marriage itself is bad. Nah.
Yes, your story is not the same. So we are in the last 15 minutes of the show, and this last 15 minutes is sponsored by Land Lotto. Let's take a message from Land Lotto. I remember today, somebody will win land.
Hey!
So today is the final day.
Hey!
So for those who are waiting to the last day, well, let's take a message from Land Lotto and you hear more about that.
Righty, you heard that. Thank you, Deals Blog.
This blog, do you think that a lot of divorces now in our society? I mean, we hear a love story. Do you think that a lot?
Yeah.
What does that make you feel?
How does it make you feel when you hear divorce?
Your mind is caught like, it's marriage.
No, actually not.
Okay.
To be honest. I mean, it's not divorce. Because they don't know work. No, me say, I don't know work. My papa, mama, no divorce. Nice. I'm just saying.
Alrighty.
Absolutely.
Alrighty. Okay, so that's...
that's the conversation.
That's the conversation. And thank you again, Dill's Blog. Right here, it is the Family Talk with the Techers. And this particular segment is sponsored by Land Lotto. So we're still asking and our conversation is still ongoing. We have some WhatsApp messages that we need to quickly take before we go back to the phone lines. I'm sure that a lot of people still want to tell us what they think. So when you hear divorce or when you see different stories of people who are separated or people who are divorced, what impact does that have on you? How does it make you feel as an individual? And then also, what are the consequences? We mentioned also, what are those negative effects? And one of the negative effects we mentioned was stigmatization. So what are your thoughts on that. Emmanuel from Shimolu here says the reason is that in the part of the in this part of the world, we fake ourselves before marriage. And then when both now live together, they would now all the fake lives that have done each other. Okay. All right. This is coming from Lanry. Another message from Lanry here says, one of the reasons why there's so much divorce is because many people before marriage had opened the door of divorce as an option in their marriage. If there is any opportunity, instead of try on how the marriage would work, they just jump into divorce. I mean, there's some try-ons that... There's some try-ons that, you know, even while keep trying is not seeming to work. There are also some cases like that. Michael also here is saying, good morning, the techers. The divorced people keep blowing the divorced thing everywhere, making it seem as nobody's enjoying their marriage. It says, let's take a quick statistics on married people who you know. How many are divorced? Out of 20 marriages you know, I bet you you won't see up to 5 divorces. The divorced people would say they are not enjoying it. How many relationships have 100% enjoyed? None. We just need to accommodate each other. And that's coming from Michael. Another is coming from another Michael. Michael here says, most people divorced because their expectations in that marriage has not been achieved. It says, My parents divorced while I was a baby over 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I grew up hearing questions like, where's your dad? Why do you speak of your mom alone? Mm-hmm. And you see, that's the thing. It also has its effects on the children as well.
Yeah.
It says divorce, just like every other thing, has a positive and negative side. Mm-hmm. Stigmatization is a major negative, and this is due to the bias and hypocritical nature of most Nigerians. Mm-hmm. It's even worse when divorce and you're remarried. It says that stigma and family wahala no be here. So as good citizens of Nigeria, we need to learn to respect people and their choices in life. I like that part. Another here is saying, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Teke. The reason of divorce nowadays is because of lack of respect for both partners, lack of understanding among the couple, and finally comparing of partnership brings a lot of problem in the marriage.
She can't see those with their marriage. See that man. See how your mates are behaving. See, please, women and men, no woman or no man loves to hear that thing, that see that one wife, see the way they are behaving.
Mm.
Especially if you are doing it when there's an argument.
Yeah.
I know I know a lot of people that say, see how the techers are doing it, let's do like that. You can nicely say it. But don't use it as point. Don't point finger. It's not a problem.
No. On WhatsApp, Chukwe Buka here says, I'm thinking of divorcing my wife of 6 years. Okay. He says, just like one of your callers said, most people go into marriage with a lot of expectations. Mine is similar. My wife is a medical doctor and she earns more than I do. And I can understand her frustration being the one bringing the larger amount of money. Mm. I bring my own, but looks like it's not enough. My problem with her is she uses it against me every time to torment me, and I'm getting fed up. Whenever we have an issue, she doesn't even try to make peace. I have been the one doing that even when she offends me. Right.
Man. You know, the good thing is the man needs the support of the woman to be able to step up.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
There have been times when you do run things for house now. And I mean, you use it against me, yeah.
Right.
You instead encouraged me to be able to like get my as right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so do what I need to do. I mean, you could see, you knew that the potentials were more greater than what I was operating at, and you helped.
Yes.
So sometimes you need a sacrifice to be able to enjoy.
Now, what I wanted to say is, you know, now this is the point.
Mm.
I'm a different person.
Yeah.
And she's a different person.
That's right.
So sometimes, right, a personality comes to play. Your values come to play.
Yeah.
Your morals come to play.
Mm-hmm.
The things that you stand for comes to play in the marriage. So what you place value on, and also your expectations. You must have your kind of expectation. Mm-hmm. If your expectations are cut short in your marriage, it has a tendency to push you into, you know, trying to leave the relationship or leave the marriage. Right. So that also plays a very huge role. I'm a different person. So I see value in what you are doing. I see value in you. I see value, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm a different person, and she's a different person.
Yeah, I mean, I brought that up just because, you know, to encourage someone that you might just need to put in some work sometimes, as it were. So we'll take a message from Lan Lotto, sponsor of this last segment, and then wrap up this conversation. We'll also give one person the opportunity to play Just a Minute on the show today. Stick around. We'll be right back.